is biscuits, is gravy there.
99.7 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
So would you take advantage of an adults only airline or airplane section of the plane?
Am I paying more for it?
Like, you know, there's business class, there's first class, there's coach, now an adults only section. And I know you're thinking the same thing I am, and that it's a
stop, no,
a section
that's,
for
no.
singles to maybe mingle during
no.
your 5-hour L.A. to New York.
That's not what I was thinking.
Transcontinental trip.
I was thinking getting away from crying babies. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's actually what it is.
Okay.
There is a Turkish Dutch airline that's introducing an adults only zone for some flights. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive. The airline said it's intended for travelers traveling without children and for business travelers who just want to work in a quiet environment. And they believe that, you know, parents, you know, because the stress of a parent traveling with a crying or a fussy baby is real, too, you know.
Yes.
And then parents can also worry less about reactions from fellow passengers when their child is a bit, you know, fussy or they're crying or something like that. Right.
OK, but then how much space are we leaving for the families that need to travel together? Are we cutting down those seats to where maybe they're not going to be able to find flights?
I don't know. I mean, these are questions that I don't have an answer for, but they have, it would be a section of the airplane. So,
okay.
You know, you would, you know, just how they.
So it's more like organizing where they're seating.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, so you would have like first class, and then you have the little curtain that closes to separate first class from business class or whatever, or coach. And then you'd have like a crying or a parent section or a, you know, an adults only section. And then you'd have like a family traveling with young children section.
Not sure. Not sure how that would go.
Not sure if you would take advantage of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I have kids. So then, you know, what's the age limit, I guess, because my kids are older.
Yeah, I was going to say,
since they're technically still kids, are they not going to be allowed to sit with me?
Well, no,
if we're flying together?
No. This would be for people to sit away from you, not you to sit away from them.
Oh, OK. So what I'm saying is I couldn't take advantage of it.
Well, you could.
You were asking if I would take advantage of it.
Well, yeah, you could if you were traveling without your kids or whatever, or you were on a business trip and you just wanted to get some work done while you were on the plane and you didn't want any sort of crying kid that maybe sounded like R2-D2 on your flight.
See, now when you lay out that kind of evidence, I could be like, all right. I see how people would be attracted to this.
Which,
yes.
by the way, that's a real kid. A guy on a flight recorded a baby screaming its head off, which poor kid, right?
Bless his heart.
And it
I always feel immediately for the kid and the family because you know that their stress level is off the charts.
And it reminded him of the R2-D2 scream. So again, I'm going to play the kid. Now,
I was thinking more Jurassic Park, less R2-D2, more Jurassic Park.
If you are a fan of Star Wars, then you'll remember this scene where R2-D2.
Oh, yeah.
There's the baby.
Okay, they're pretty similar.
There's R2-D2.
Okay.
So,
also, I think we could throw in some Jurassic Park, too.
You might be able to, yeah. But if you wanted to avoid a kid like that, which I remember when I was flying back, you know, from Dallas to Louisville, there was a kid who was, you know, maybe several rows back. But, I mean, probably the entire flight minus the last 15 minutes.
Oh,
the kid was crying. It didn't bother me, but I was like, I wasn't that close to that kid either.
And could you like put earbuds in and kind of try to tune it out a little bit?
I mean, I guess I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that's a real thing. So anyways, we'll see if this airline actually, it takes hold and other airlines follow suit. But yeah, adults only. Again, it's not.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got that. I got that. I immediately thought screaming kids.
But
I know you immediately thought this.
Well, yeah, that's why I had to clarify.
Okay.
Not everybody thinks like you, Kelly.
Got it.
Some people think like me.
All righty.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Bill wrote to us, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy James and I always pull pranks on each other at work. Well, last week, he clogged one of the toilets here."
Oh, no.
"We've been messing with them ever since. There's got to be a reason for Robert Hassenpepper to call him, right? LOL. Thanks, guys."
Sure. So Robert Hassenpepper actually works at the HR for James's company. "Needs to call him about a little paycheck issue. Welcome to your phone tap."
"Hello.
Hello, is this James?"
"Yeah, this is Jim. Who's this?"
"Hi, James. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm in HR at corporate office over there for corporation."
"Oh, yeah. I'm just pulling in the parking lot right now."
"Okay. Well, I wanted to call and let you know that we had to dock your pay."
"Okay. You tell me why?"
"Absolutely. Yeah. Your next paycheck will be $5.78 lighter. We had to make an extra purchase for the warehouse, and it pertains specifically to you."
"Really? What are you purchasing that might be belonging to me?"
"Well, James, it's a plunger."
"A plunger?"
"Yes, yeah.
For the toilet?"
"Correct, yes, a toilet plunger." We actually had to get an industrial strength.
"Oh!
Well, why would I buy that? Isn't that something like the company should supply?"
"Yeah."
"Have on hand?"
"Well, yes, that's a great question. Normally, if this was something the crew needed as a whole, but when we have to make a purchase specific to one employee, it is standard protocol to pull that expense from that employee. That's where you'll see the $5.78 reduced from your next paycheck." So
you're saying, or maybe implying, that I'm the only one that would clog the toilet?
"Well, yeah, yes. According to my records, that is correct."
"Well, I really don't think that's true."
"Well, okay. Well, James, let me put it to you this way. You know, we at the company do supply toilet paper and air freshener. That you see is used by everyone. So we take on that expense."
"All right. Well, listen, I ain't gonna argue over $5.
"Wonderful, wonderful. I appreciate you being understanding of this."
I totally understand."
"Oh,
just so we're clear, though, it's my plunger, and I don't want anybody else gonna use it. None of the guys can use it. None of the ladies to come back in the warehouse. Nobody else can use it. Okay?"
"Oh, are you serious, James? I mean, that seems a little silly, don't you think?"
"Silly? This whole phone call is silly. You called me to tell me that I'm the only one in the whole place that clogs the toilet, and that I have to buy the plunger. So if I'm buying it, and I don't want anybody else using it."
"So, where are you going to keep this plunger? Are you going to keep it at your desk?"
"Maybe. I'll put it in my locker."
"Okay. Do you want us to print your little name tag and put your name on it?"
"No, it's not necessary."
"Yes.
Well, I mean, would you let your friend Bill use it?"
"Bill? What does he have to do with anything?"
"Well, you see, James, he's the one that wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show over here at 99.7 DJX and set you up for a phone tap."
"You are kidding me. This is a prank phone call?"
"Hi there, James. It's Ben Davis."
Yeah.
"Having a little bit of work there at the old office toilet, are you?"
"Hey, I'm a big guy, you know, and I make all excuses for it, you know?"
"I tell you what, we're going to send you over a monogrammed plunger, okay?"
"I love it."
Yeah, slap some Benny Kelly stickers on that bad boy, too.
That's right.
Yes.
Own that, James.
100%. You know we have to do that, right? You know we have to.
That is your phone tap this morning on 99.7 DJX. This is part of the show where we do a little setting the bar story, which you'd explain as what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, La Quinta Inn should probably just roll with this as free advertising, right? But if you can manage to make it through the day without showing everyone your sausage while they're eating their sausage, you're doing okay.
No, we shouldn't roll with that. It's free advertising. No, 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 no. No. Oh, no.
Well, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny Johnson.
Oh, his name's Johnson?
Mm-hmm. he did what you thought.
Yeah.
He whipped out his sausage there at the La Quinta Inn near St. Louis. No. The witness told the front desk they called the cops and, well, not really sure if he was staying there or if he was just, you know, popping by to show the goods. But, yeah, he's been arrested.
Okay, that's all right. Gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, enjoy the free breakfast, but that is, no.
That's not part of it. That's not included.
That's not the sausage I was wanting.
Oh, okay. I know exactly why you decided to do this story.
So you could say sausage?
Yes. Yes. That is why.
All right.
You could make that joke.
Again, this is a
valuable life lesson, though.
Yeah, this is a setting the bar story, an example of what not to do. So let's not go through and show everyone your sausage while they're enjoying their complimentary sausage. All right.
Oh, that ruins all the sausage.
No,
it
I'm still down with sausage.
Oh, really? Okay.
One person. I'm not going to let Kenny Johnson ruin my love of sausage.
Okay, well, that's great. You're going to persevere.
I will. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Send it out to the universe. We find it.
So whether you need practice dumping someone or maybe you're just rolling around in your mind a cute little fantasy as you're on your way to work, you know, maybe you don't get their name. You don't get their number. So what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off into the universe. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
It's titled Girl Who Dumped Me Over the Phone at 1:30 in the Morning.
Oh, okay. So I think we're acquainted at this point, right?
Man for woman.
Okay.
You called me at 1:30 a.m. I typically don't pick up unknown numbers. But when you catch someone in the middle of the night, sometimes their better judgment is compromised.
Oh, wait a second. It's an unknown number? Maybe we're not as acquainted as I thought.
I said, hello. And you immediately start laying into me, telling me over and over that you don't want to be with me anymore.
Oh, no.
The problem is, I don't know who you are.
That's a rude awakening, right? 1:30 in the morning, you're getting yelled at?
And I tried to explain that. You were very emotional. And telling Jeff, not me, that you were fed up with him and that you found out he had been cheating on you with, let me get this right, some, quote, brunette child of Satan with big boobs.
Oh, wow. At this point, do you jump in and start bashing Jeff with her to throw her off? I'm not sure.
Now, I don't know, Jeff, but I know that he shouldn't have done that to you.
Yeah.
In retrospect, it might have been more fun to play along.
Yes.
To play Jeff in this romantic comedy and allow you to have a clean break that you deserve.
That could be closure.
But I was a bit too groggy to think fast.
Mm.
Oh, well, the next time a cute voice coming from the wrong number breaks up with me in the middle of the night, I'll be ready.
Good. All right.
Give me a call if you want to practice dumping guys. I guess my number is probably in your phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this romantic comedy has another scene or two.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not a Jeff. And would never be tempted by any child of Satan. Try to call before 10 p.m., though.
Oh, yeah, a little bit earlier. you can be a little more awake to engage in the conversation. Right. That's good. You know what? I mean, if it's his cell phone, he probably has her number too.
Maybe, yeah.
Try dialing it back.
It's
Craigslist missed connection. Sounds like she could use a good man.
Yeah.
This is Woman for Man. I would be your caretaker, dirty pants.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh, already, I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
You were sitting two rows in front of me wearing a Hulkamania t-shirt.
Hulkamania. I love it.
I was wearing a Yankees cap, a cute tank, and some shorts.
Okay.
Oh, and I had the funky-looking cane, too.
All right.
You start rubbing your stomach and groaning.
Oh.
I could tell you were in some sort of pain.
Oh, no.
I thought it was cute. Started envisioning you laying on my couch with your feet propped up and me replacing the ice pack on your forehead.
Oh, wow.
We are already launching into,
yeah,
like, a nurse mode.
Mm-hmm.
The cute stubble on your face showed your cute, dewy complexion, and the thought of me being your caretaker for the afternoon had me in fantasy land for several stops.
Oh, wow. Okay, she's there.
The little moans and groans continued, and I just wanted to take you in my arms, pet your head, and tell you everything was going to be all right.
Okay.
But then, like a brass quartet announcing the arrival of a king, your moans turned to relief as you released a very audible noise from your pants that lasted no less than 10 full seconds. Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Well, it sounded like that.
Maybe.
I was getting ready to get up and ask you if you felt better when the bus stopped. It was your stop, and you jumped up right in front of me, and I noticed that the air biscuit had spray painted the inside of your gray shorts.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is right.
I'm not giving up on you. We all have those days, and my offer to be your caretaker for the day still stands. We could make beautiful music together.
What in the world?
I mean, really? Like, this sounds like she hasn't had a date in a while.
She's,
we're letting,
like,
all that slide.
You know what? You know what? We've all been there.
Right.
We've all had the bubble gut. It's all right.
This is not this man's best day.
No, and she, you know what? And actually, he needs to grab a hold of her.
Maybe, yes. Maybe that, if for him, this is an opportunity he probably shouldn't pass up.
Actually, this is one time in Miss Connection Land that I feel confident for both.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he has to see the ad first, so.
Well, whether your name is not Jeff and you're not the child of Satan, or you have accidentally let an air biscuit have a little too much freedom in your pants.
Oh, dang. Yeah, but you got a caretaker waiting.
You got a caretaker waiting. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. Good times. Good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Good luck. I hope they find each other.
Let's get to a feel good right now.
So Tucker Bowman's 6-year-old son, Beckham, figured out how voice commands could help him buy anything he wanted with Alexa and Amazon, and oh, he wanted a lot.
My 5-year-old ordered almost $1,000 worth of toys on Amazon this morning. He even ordered a $500 hot tub.
Alexa, get me a monster truck. It jumps 23 inches off ground. Alexa, add 45 kid Spidey walkie-talkie car. Alexa, add a little hot tub to my car.
That's a $500
Alexa,
hot tub.
Alexa, get me a lazy river. It's 45 feet around.
Alexa,
add 112 water slides to my car. Alexa, get me a rocket ship. It goes 5 trillion miles per hour.
5 trillion miles per hour.
So how is this a feel good?
because he is offering up some sage advice. By the way, there was 2.5 hours of conversation he had with Alexa that he could go through. I did not know. I was today years old when I learned that you could buy a lazy river or 112 water slides on Amazon.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a thing, though.
Okay.
But the lesson is to disable voice ordering on your app if you have it open and you have young kids who have big lists of things they need.
Alexa can also identify what voice is talking to them. So you can also,
set it to not listen to that kid?
Right, exactly. Set it to only listen to your voice and not the kid's voice. Who's like, hey, Alexa, order me some this.
Just to be safe, though, I don't know. Maybe let's just go ahead and disable it altogether just in case Alexa gets confused and lets it all go through.
By the way, to those who may be listening to the morning show on their Alexa device, Alexa, order me some butt wipes.
Stop it. Oh, stop. Oh, that just, oh, that caused some problems for some people, I bet.
All right.
Like, no. Take that out of the cart, Alexa. Stop.
No. See, once you feel it, you're never going to want to go back.
Okay. Feel good life lesson, though.
All right, there you go.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been with my boyfriend, we'll call him Dan.
Hi, Dan.
For almost 5 years.
All right.
He's wonderful. We've got a great relationship. We have talked about spending our lives together, but had mutually agreed in the beginning that marriage wasn't a priority for either one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He has said for years he never wanted to marry, which is fine with me. But I now suspect that he's planning to propose to me on our 5th anniversary.
Mm.
He's never really been great at hiding surprises. Now, I'm thrilled that he wants to make that kind of commitment, and I want nothing more than to spend the rest of my life with him, but the thought of marriage scares me. I don't know if it's nerves about the pending proposal or that I've never planned on marriage and now I have to think about all the stress and strife that comes with planning a wedding. I want to say yes, but I love the way things are right now and I know that marriage will change things. What, if anything, do I say to him?
You just say yes, let's do it. What's the worst that could happen? You guys get divorced? You spend thousands of dollars and get a divorce?
Why are we bringing that up right now?
Well, I'm just saying, let's think worst case.
Is that the positive thinking?
Well, I'm just saying, think worst case scenario. What's the worst that could happen?
I think that's the scary part that she's talking about.
Well, I think the scary part for her is planning the wedding.
So
you just, then you just go to the courthouse, you get a little certificate that says you're married, and then you go elope.
Worried that the marriage will change things. And they'll lead to the messy divorce. But I think she's either kind of asking us to, you know, calm her fears so that she's fine with it if he proposes. Or she's like, how do we talk him off the ledge and say, don't rock the boat? But I feel like it's more of ease my fears about marriage and tell me it's going to be
how
fine.
How does she know he's going to propose?
She says he's not like very she good could, at hiding things.
Yeah, she could. Oh, did she like discover she the engagement ring
well,
or something?
That leads me to think that yes, that she has picked up on some things that he's planning.
Well, that's probably then just, she probably sent us this right after she found that. And her emotions were on high, and she's just like
she's in panic
her head's
mode,
swirling. She doesn't know what to do. Whatever.
She's kind of like, "We're fine. Let's not like mess it up."
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I okay. Well,
but it's a huge gesture on his part, and you said you want to spend the rest of your life together. So I don't think that the marriage is going to wreck your relationship if the foundation of you guys loving each other. Now, you need to have some big conversations about what that marriage means to him. Does that mean he wants kids now and maybe you didn't? Or have you had those big conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Have conversations about if you guys are still living with separate finances, have that conversation about what that's going to look like too. If you have some big conversations, then you can ward off some major issues that you might face once you become legally bound to each other.
Maybe that's part of her fear, and you're just helping her fear.
We have the conversations about it, though. We have the conversations.
She doesn't want to have conversations like that. She just loves the whole, all right, we're just unattached, yet we're attached. We're aloof. We're carefree, happy-go-lucky. Again, what's the worst that could happen? You guys get married and then get divorced in a few years?
Why are you keep mentioning the divorce?
I'm just saying, it's not. You wouldn't be the first.
I think, but she is worried, though, about once you become legally bound to someone, and if you get entangled with finances and all the things, it's a bigger, messier breakup. That's
Kelly
what
and I
she's
literally.
You're
are
not
no
helping.
Help. We're
you,
no,
no. I'm helping. You're,
no,
not,
you're
helping.
Not. You're not helping.
I'm helping.
Either.
I am helping.
Trisha, plug your ears. We're fighting. All right.
Wait, were we supposed to say your name? Oh yeah. Okay. She's fine with that. It's in quotes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let us know what your thoughts are, especially if you had the same convictions or I guess reservations about the whole proposal, the marriage, and you either went through with it or you didn't, and what your experience was, because that might help Trisha. But ultimately, it's going to be her decision. Who are we to get involved? Except we are now.
She brought us in.
I know. We're involved, Trisha, whether you like it or not. So Trisha's convinced her boyfriend will give her a surprise for their fifth anniversary in the form of an engagement ring. But she really doesn't want it. Or does she? So she's wanting to either avoid the awkwardness, tell him she loves him and doesn't want things to change, or be convinced that it's all right.
Well, here's the thing, because I feel like if she says no, that's going to be really hurtful for him to hear. And I think that's going to be difficult for him to get over and just go back to keep on keeping on for him. At least it would be for me. If I was, he'd probably be thinking in the back of his mind, well, she doesn't want to marry me. Maybe she doesn't really love me the way that I love her. Now, a lot of people mentioned, because the couple of things that she said she was afraid of was marriage changing the relationship,
right,
and the stress of planning a wedding. Lisa's like, elope if the stress of planning a wedding is your only reservation.
Yeah, another text that says marriage doesn't change anything unless you're a cheater.
Ah, okay. That's a good point. Jennifer said, why would marriage change things?
Yeah.
And you don't have to plan a big wedding. You have the control here as far as what you plan. Seems like you just don't want to get married in general, which is fine.
Right.
But express that to your boyfriend.
You know, Courtney brings up a good point. No rules on how long you can be engaged. So, you know, you say yes and you have a longer engagement to kind of wrap your head around it. And there are also plenty of people who get engaged and don't ever make it to the altar. So, again, that sounded negative.
It did a little. But it's clear, if he proposes, it's clear that he has changed his mind originally from, you know, where they were at the beginning of saying, don't need marriage. Now he's feeling like, yeah, that's something that I want. But you should have some big conversations about what that means for your future. Do you want to start a family? Is that where, you know, your relationship is going? Or do you just want to permanently bond to this person? You don't have to have kids. Just make sure you're both on the same page about it.
Megan, what's your thought on this?
So my husband and I have been married about 5 years now, and we were together a long time before we got married. And we had a really super solid relationship. We were best friends. And my experience is that getting married didn't change that. If your relationship is good and healthy, the marriage part is just logistics.
All right.
I like that. I love that because, you know, it doesn't have to. It just means that you've made a commitment to making sure you're always going to be there no matter what for each other.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it can change finances and stuff, but if the relationship is good, the rest falls into place.
Megan, love it.
Yep, thanks.
Bethany says, marriage changed absolutely nothing for my husband and I. We were best friends before. We're best friends now. Things don't have to change unless you make them change.
Yeah, Courtney says no rules about how long you can be engaged. You don't have to get married right away and do all the things. If he proposes, you can say yes and voice your concerns later. If he truly loves you, he'll understand, and you can all work that out later. Don't freak yourself out, though, before anything ever happens.
So what we're saying is, what's the worst that can happen? You guys get a divorce? Why don't you just say yes?
Stop saying divorce! Well, how many times have you brought that up? That is not helping. And what we're saying is don't be afraid. Like this, at the worst case scenario, this is a man who's telling you, I love you enough to bond myself to you legally for the rest of our lives. That's a really good place to be in.
Sure. Sure.
If you love him too, and you've said you want to spend the rest of your life with him. So this is, there's not a lot of bad here that I can see.
Now, watch, he doesn't do the surprise you think he will.
Oh, that's true. We've gotten her all kind of wrapped up, like, okay, I'm getting married. And then he doesn't propose.
It's like sad trombone.
And then it flips. And then she's all like, I'm going to propose to him.
Anyways, hey, Trisha, keep us posted. Good luck. We see nothing but bright in your future. So,
yeah, it sounds like you got a good man, a great relationship, and congratulations on that.
What you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good news. We got Luke Combs tickets. Better news, you get to play a game. Best news, it's Minute to Win It!
Oh, yeah! 60 seconds to make magic happen!
60 seconds to make magic happen. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It and introduce you to Stephanie calling us from J-Town. Hi there, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hi there. Stephanie's got light brown hair, drives a Toyota Highlander, is a special ed teacher, and has been engaged, or is engaged, but she and her new fiance, they've only been together for a year. So they knew it right out the gate, right?
Yep, when you know, you know.
How did...
Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to have a long engagement?
Well, we have had a long engagement. We've actually been together for 9 years.
Okay, I see.
We'll be getting married next year.
Oh, well, right, all right. Well, congratulations. So wait. You were together for 9 years
before the proposal? Yeah.
The proposal?
No, we were together for a year before he asked me to marry him, and then we've been engaged for 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what has taken you so long to get to the altar? Just curious.
We were starting to try to plan, like, right at the beginning of COVID, and that kind of shut everything down.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to have to alter the ceremony or anything that you do, so just wait it out. That's smart. And have the wedding that you want now.
Right.
I like that.
Okay.
That's great. Oh, that's exciting stuff.
Right. That is exciting, yeah. Stephanie. All right, so Minute to Win It, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock for you to answer 10 pop culture questions for these tickets to Luke Combs, okay?
Okay. The background music is just a tiny bit too loud.
I'll take it completely out. All right, here we go.
Okay, there we go.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's going to yell a little bit, too. That'll help.
All right.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? All right, here we go. Stephanie, what pop star sings Firework?
Katy Perry.
Finish the show title, Dancing with the Blank.
Dancing with the Stars.
Luke Combs sings the remake of what Tracy Chapman song?
Fast Cars.
What is the hair color of Wendy in the Wendy's logo?
Red.
What's the S in PSL stand for?
Spice.
Name one of the Jonas Brothers.
Nick Jonas.
What weather emergency is Adelia?
Hurricane.
Bill Gates was one of the founders of which tech company?
Microsoft.
Jessica Biel has been married to whom since 2012?
Justin Timberlake.
And the last one, Bob Barker was the 35-year host of what game show?
The Price is Right.
Oh, wow, you
Come
did it!
Come on down!
Congratulations! Woo! You the winner!
Slay, 10 for 10. Yep.
Wow.
You were flawless.
Yes, you did great. Congratulations, Stephanie. You slayed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were awesome. I would hope that you would know, especially number three, since that plays a key role in what you're winning.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, Stephanie, congrats on your upcoming wedding. It sounds like you guys are just the best couple. And really, I don't know anything about you, but it just sounds like it.
Well, listen. Now, won is happening next year, and your wedding is happening next year, so let's just compare the dates.
Let's just consider it a wedding gift from Ben and Kelly to you.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
so
technically,
we'll
you had to
be getting married in June.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay, this is in August. Then. You're good.
You're good.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be great timing.
Stephanie, awesome. Congrats. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, you still have that Michael Graves toaster?
I do. I could probably send it over there. I mean, it is
send
probably
it along
about
with the tickets.
15 years old at this
That's
point.
That's all right. It probably still toasts. Not sure.
Right. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is a really sweet story of a family who kind of adopted their neighbor as an honorary grandpa. Mm. Shireen Caraballo and her family moved into their neighborhood, and they didn't really, you know what to expect. They certainly didn't expect 82-year-old recently widowed Paul Callahan. Mm. But he ventured over one day, said he had some child safety seats if they needed them for their young kids. And that kind of kicked off this friendship that's led to Paul spending time with their family as if he's their grandpa.
It reminds me of when my wife and I first started.
Well, our biggest fear moving into a new neighborhood was, what if our neighbors don't like us? But they're all very, very welcoming. He comes to every single cookout that we throw. He's not even fazed by the crying, the bickering, the mommy, the, whoa, take out your teeth kind of thing, because they bother him all the time to take out his teeth.
Ew.
Yeah. That's what happens when you don't brush your teeth, Paul said.
You get many chances to talk to people. If you don't take a chance, you may miss a friend that we would have had. I never met a person I didn't like. It's easy to like. It's hard to hate.
Aw.
Did you catch that? They're like, you know, hey, Paul, take out your teeth. So he takes out his teeth. And then he's like, that's what happens if you don't brush your teeth, kids.
Wise lessons.
Exactly. I mean, they've got tons of footage of him spending time with them. And it's mm-hmm. clear that they are more like family than neighbors.
That's good.
See their story at WDJX.com.
Miley Cyrus, 99.7 DJX. You know, she was one of many of the like child actresses that grew up in the Disney era and things like that. So as part of her Used to Be Young TikTok series, kind of surrounding her new release of her single, she's been sharing examples of what her crazy schedule was like when she was, you know, maybe about your daughter Ava's age or, you know, my daughter Zoe's age, like, you know, 11, 12, you know, 13 years old. Listen to this.
This is a schedule.
Wow. Well, first of all, it sounds like she's about an 80-year-old woman who smoked all her life.
She's got that raspy voice.
This is my schedule. This is a schedule. I'm probably like 12 or 13. Friday, January 5th, 5:30 a.m., hair and makeup in my hotel.
Wow.
7 a.m., we get picked up. 7:15 I'm on the news. 7:45, I have another live interview. 8:15, another interview. 8:45, another interview. 9:30 to 11 a.m., meeting with editors. Back to the hotel. Okay, I have to do an interview, but the reporters are all fifth grade students. 1 to 2:30, awesome. Me and my dad have a lunch interview.
That's kind of fun. They're all
the fifth
like
grade students would have been fun, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
2:40, we have to go to the Life magazine photo shoot. 3 to 5, interview and photo shoot for the Father's Day issue. Arrive at 6 p.m. for kids online interview.
I mean, keep in mind, like, she's doing Father's Day interviews in January. That's crazy.
Oh, then, wow.
Yeah.
At 6:15, we have another interview. Then the next day starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 7:30 p.m. That's on a Saturday. And then Monday, be back at work in the morning. I'm a lot of things, but lazy ain't one of them.
Yeah, wow. Like,
wow. I was wondering what her shooting schedule was, too.
Well,
I
yeah.
mean, that's when you're promoting things, yeah, it gets amped up a bit, quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. And for her to be, you know, 12, you know, in middle school, basically,
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then
where do you squeeze in the school?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be tutors. It's got to be, you know, that sort of stuff. Because, yeah, you know, actually going to a building is probably not happening for people like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyways. All right. Coming up next, Kathy is like, hey, dating a guy, he's in his 30s. How do I change him?
There's one particular area she is hoping to improve.
And listen, I feel attacked.
You probably should.
Okay. I need a little
Except
bit more.
Well, your wife hasn't tried to change this about you, so you're fine, Sparky.
All right. This is true. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show It's a great way to get a hold of us, social media, 24/7. Got this DM from Kathy.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly. Quick question for you and your listeners. Want to know if you can change a man in his 30s to being more conscientious of his grooming? I've been dating him for 2 months. Really like him.
Uh-huh.
How do I tell him he needs to do some manscaping?
Oh.
Specifically his eyebrows and some other areas. Is it okay to say something, or how do I go about it? If we were in a monogamous relationship, I would definitely tell him.
Oh.
But how do you get a guy pretty set in his ways to clean up his hairy areas? Do I say anything? And if so, how exactly do I approach that? Thanks, love your show.
All right, first off, Kathy, you and I have a beef. You and I could never work out, Kathy.
Now, listen, Spark, I'm looking at your eyebrows. I think we're fine. You're fine there.
Obviously, Kelly, you have not taken a closer inspection of my eyebrows because I am getting my grandpa's eyebrows.
Oh.
In that the great wise owl, the little things that go,
oh,
like the spiders that come around it, but they're
but
you're
taking care of it, it looks like.
Well, they're pushed down right now. And
oh. Okay. Well, you're aware of that, which that's the first step.
I am aware of that. I am also aware that I have hair on my shoulders, and I have some hair on my back, and I have some hair on my chest, and I have some hair on my legs, and I have, and I'm getting male pattern baldness on my head, so I'm losing hair in areas that I want it, and I'm getting hair in areas I don't.
I would like to just point your attention to our coworker and friend Sarah Jordan. She might have a little solution. She talks about it all the time. All the time.
Listen, I tried laser hair removal on my back. I got through maybe two sessions.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
And I didn't want to do it anymore.
Bless
I was like,
well, it doesn't work on all hair types either.
I know. And I have light skin.
You have red hair.
I have red hair and
red. Might not be ideal.
And it's not. It's not ideal for that sort of stuff.
But you have a woman that doesn't care about that.
No.
She loves you the way that you are, all furry and fuzzy.
Yes, in fact, and she's helped me shave and manscape in areas, and not those. I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want you to
thank
get
you.
A picture in your head.
Thank you. You don't have
but I used to go down
all the areas.
I literally had, at one point, I don't know if I bought it on the show or not, but do you remember I had like an orange extender arm for a straight razor?
So that you could try to shave your own back.
So I could shave my own back, yeah. And so when I started dating my wife long ago, I was very self-conscious about that. So I say this to say that either your guy, obviously he knows he's got hair, but he's either self-conscious about that fact that he doesn't, because he's had women like you say, "Oh, that's gross." And
or
so
you
he's,
can take care of that.
Yeah, you're going to take care of that. You know, or... he's just, he doesn't, or he, you know, doesn't care. But yeah, going back, I would try to shave my shoulders and my back myself.
Because at first you didn't want her to know you had that going on, right? You were trying to shield her from that.
I was.
But then she's all like, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
be natural.
Exactly. And I remember her just, it was one of those moments where it was just like, oh. Yay. We can finally, I can take off another mask.
That's
you know?
One of my freak can, flags that can, she's fine with.
I know she's fine with that freak flag.
Yeah.
Check mark, you know, for Elizabeth. This is great,
yes.
You know.
Now, see, I did date a guy that was a little in the same situation, and I gave him a gift certificate for hair removal. And I think it, and then we broke up. But... I think it benefited him.
So the way that
it was
you
the gift that kept on giving.
Well, the way that you maybe went about it, I don't know. Okay, so how did you go about it?
Well, I wasn't exactly truthful, and I said, "Hey, we had some extras at the radio station. I thought maybe you might want that." When
So Kathy, you could take Kelly's route and. Say, hey,
I won this as a prize.
I won this from 99.7 AJX radio
my
station.
My favorite radio station.
Yeah, exactly. And I
would
figured.
Would you want to use it?
Would you want to use it? Who knows? Yeah. So that could be a way to do it. But Kathy, get over yourself. Guys are going to have hair.
Okay. And also, you can, but I think we wait until we're in a serious relationship, though, before we start broaching the subject, because that might be a real
You're 2 months in. You may need to just grin and bear it.
You might be like, okay, bye then. Yeah, if you don't like me the way that I am.
Eric texts in and says, Ben, be careful. What if a woman or your wife decided to chop shaving her legs? It's already happened. I mean, you know, it's like stuff like that. I mean, I don't know.
She's done with all that?
I mean, she does, but she has light colored hair anyway. So it's not like, you know, you can necessarily see. Jennifer says, Ben, manscaping isn't the correct vernacular for that scenario. I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, yeah, she's saying manscaping alludes to one specific area, not eyebrows. Yeah. Then it's just grooming, right? Yeah. Then it's personal hygiene, grooming, stuff like that.
Have you, how do I ask this without sounding weird?
I'm already offended. What? I haven't asked that.
Been on the other side of that where you're like, let's try this out.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay.
No, have not. Nopey, nope, nope.
Okay. Yeah, no. Neither have I. I was just wondering.
Okay. Oh, okay. I will say this. One of the benefits of advanced age is it does start to slow down growing. So I'm kind of like along the lines of your wife. Like, I don't have to do that nearly as often.
Right.
It's really light colored.
Okay.
So it's like I barely have to shave my legs anymore. Although I do wish I had more hair on the top of my head. That'd be nice.
Okay. So what are we telling Kathy?
We just wait for a little bit. We find out if this is going to go the distance, be a long-term relationship, and then maybe we fake a
radio
prize.
Station contest.
Yes. And see if he's down with it.
All right.
That could open the conversation.
All right.
I like all that.
Okay, well.
Is your friends here in Jordan doing any sort of contests?
Again, I feel triggered. I'm on alert, Kathy. You and I, if I ever see you in person, we're gonna have some words together.
You're gonna give her a stern look, like, hey.
I'm gonna give her a stern look, and maybe
I know what you think about me.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid fact of the day, where we take random facts that we find on the internet, we bring them to you as fact.
All right. Okay.
This started on TikTok. All right. So, you know the nut, the cashew, right?
Yeah, they're tasty, delicious.
In your head, how do we get nuts?
Well, I know they have to grow somehow, right?
Yeah, they have to grow somehow.
They're like cashew plants.
I mean, you know, peanuts, they're a root veg, a root, you know, and you pull them out of the ground and that's how
and
you...
And they're a shell and you crack the shell and there they are.
Yeah. I mean, and they're tree nuts, right?
Yeah.
A lot of different nuts. So how do we get the cashew? Stupid fact of the day. Here we go.
That's not real. What is that? You're telling me this grows in a tree, pushes out this nut, and it makes cashews. I feel like I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, cashews are actually seeds that grow out of the bottom of a very specific apple variety.
Are you kidding? They look like they're getting pooped out by an apple.
I know. I know. Cashews look... cashews are like the waste of
the
an
poop.
Apple.
Yes. It's an apple poop.
They're
We're
delicious.
Eating an apple poop?
They're delicious.
They're really good.
They're poisonous, by the way, before they're cooked and they're roasted.
Oh, okay. So we do need to clean them up a little bit. That's probably best.
Yeah, probably best. But yeah, my mind was blown when...
That is interesting information.
I learned how the nut, or the cashew nut, was created.
Is there I feel like there could be a missed opportunity if there's not a line of cashews that's named Apple Poop. Because I feel like they should be.
That's
what it is.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Maybe that's your next venture, Kelly.
Maybe I could start a new company called Apple Poop Cashews.
Apple Poop Cashews.
I'll sell them to Huber's. It sounds like that's a place that would probably take them, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe Costco, Sam's, not sure.
Well, I mean, if financially, you'd want to get him in
those
places.
Yeah, I want him in as many places as I can.
Right,
get him at the IGA, too, maybe. I don't know. So, I feel like this could be the start of a new venture. I just got to figure out what kind of apple that is and how to grow it. Do I plant that in my backyard? Do I start an orchard?
I think that's probably what you do. Right. Again, stupid fact of the day.
Wow.
Cashews are actually seeds that grow out of the butt of a specific apple variety.
That is mind-blowing information. The picture's even more mind-blowing.
Yeah, we'll tweet that out. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Wow. Apple butt cashews. Come to a store near you.
There it is on 99.7 EJX. Kelly, setting the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is more of a situation we don't hope you don't find yourself in. It kind of unlocks a new fear in my brain. Brain being the operative word. It has shock, gross factor to it, but wow.
Okay.
Ready? If you can manage to make it through the day without eating edible grasses, then you're doing okay. You're like, Ben, what does that have to do with anything? What? That's not shocking gross.
That sounds healthy. People make smoothies out of that.
Yeah, edible grasses. Yeah. That sounds very innocuous. It sounds like it's nothing that's going to harm us. It's going to be fine.
Although it can harm you, right?
So, because this woman had consumed edible grasses, this woman in Australia...
Crikey
is right. She started experiencing things like headaches, memory loss, things like that.
Oh, that's not good.
Went into the doctor. Did a little CAT scan, was like,
Let's take a little look-see. See if we can find the problem. Did we find a problem?
Here is the doctor, the surgeon, if you will. Surgeon Hari Bondi explaining.
I dissected around the abnormal area that you could see on the scan.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, we probably need to go in and do a little, like...
A little exploratory surgery?
Yeah, of your brain to figure out what's happening here.
I thought, gosh, that feels funny. You couldn't see anything more abnormal. And then I was able to really feel something separate. I took my tweezers.
Okay, get ready.
Oh. We took our tweezers. What do we need our tweezers for?
Or my tumor holding forceps, and I pulled it out and I thought, gosh.
Gosh.
When the surgeon pulls it out and says, gosh.
Gosh.
Gosh. What is that?
What is that? What is in the brain? What'd she pull out of a brain?
When the surgeon is like,
gosh, what is that?
You know something's happening.
Oh, that is not something they say a lot.
It's moving. Take it out of my hands.
It's moving. Take it out of my hands.
What is moving?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And it's gone away to the scientists to find out what it was. So we immediately called the infectious diseases doctors and asked, what should we do next? It was definitely not what we were expecting. Everyone was shocked. And the worm that we found.
There it is. There
a brain worm. We found a brain worm.
It was a round worm living in someone's brain thanks to them eating edible grasses. This has unlocked a brand new fear in my body.
Oh, remind me not to eat grass. I mean, I haven't had it before.
Remind me never to eat grass.
But if I ever get the idea that, hey, my grass looks tasty, I think I'm going to try eating that.
Listen to this. Once the worm was removed, her symptoms of forgetfulness, headaches, even depression that she was experiencing improved immediately.
Oh, that's great. That's great, because she no longer had a worm living in her brain.
However, she will still need to be monitored as the... Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. No. It didn't lay eggs,
can survive in the body for several years.
No.
You know what I have to say about that?
Gosh. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there is there some sort of... how about ivermectin, right? That's a dewormer, right? Do we just put her on that as safekeeping just to kind of kill off the rest of the family if there's one a-brewing?
I'm sure that they have her on some stuff. And
Let's give her some meds.
But when the surgeon says,
gosh, What is that?
Yeah, you know you're in for something. So again,
listen, and you know the brain itself already kind of looks like mashed up like worms, right? One big like fat worm.
Sure, it's,
that's the way
okay.
it kind of looks
yeah,
a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I guess I wasn't really considering it a worm, but okay.
Well, there you go.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without eating edible grasses, then you're doing okay.
No.
That is your Setty the Bar story and Science Corner all wrapped into one.
Oh, that was a lot. That was a lot.
Oh,
new fear unlocked.
I know, right? Thank you, Ben and Kelly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't
thank
eat
you.
Grass.
Yay,
let's
don't
not eat,
eat
grass.
Grass. Yep. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Olivia Rodrigo. By the way, got a fun little email that says here in the next couple weeks we'll have a fun concert announcement to pass along to you. But, you know, I say that just to say, you know, in the next couple weeks. Nothing to get too worked up about right now. We've learned a lot from the show, haven't we?
We have. There's been a lot of learning.
So if you missed anything, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. You'll want to listen to the stupid fact of the day because hashtag learning. You'll want to listen to our Setting the Bar stories because, again, hashtag learning.
Uh-huh.
You'll want to listen to our Missed Connection segment because hashtag learning.
Right. A lot of learning today. A lot of learning. A lot of learning. So we learned to disable the voice command on your Amazon app so your
feel
kids
good.
Can't go ham and order a lazy river and 112 water slides for your backyard.
Yeah, there you go. See, a lot of learning was happening on the show here on 99.7 DJX. And
we also learned not to eat grass.
Right.
Don't eat grass.
Right.
Don't eat grass. Don't eat grass.
And you know what I've discovered?
What have you discovered?
I've discovered a new, I guess, satisfying video.
Have a satisfying video.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, like, I just happened upon videos of like soap cutting soap.
Oh,
and it is very satisfying to watch. That they're not necessarily carving anything; they're just cutting soap.
Okay.
And it's
we're
like,
not making a shape or anything.
No.
We're just cutting it up.
No, we're just cutting it, and that is so satisfying. So if you need like a little reprieve from your afternoon, your day or whatever, and you want to just kill about, I don't know, 30 seconds of time just to get your mind back on track, soap cutting is something I would recommend.
So satisfying.
There you go. All right, guys. Anything else?
I think that's it. Oh, there's some things to see on the website, WDJX.com. Joe Jonas is having some emotions on tour. There is one song that they have been performing called Little Bird, and it's been getting a lot of special requests. It's been bringing Joe to tears. You can see it at WDJX.com. Really sweet.
Aww. All right,
I know.
Cool. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.